democracy. Yes, the First Amendment would have been squelched, opponents squashed, and he would serve as president for life till about the year 1830. His sons would have grown wealthy and powerful, and by the time of Hamilton's natural death, we would have a royal family. Now you ask, was he charismatic enough to do all this?
Me, fought with him.
Me, I died for him.
Me, I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
Charismatic? We're still singing about Alexander Hamilton nearly 220 years later. Time for my minute. That was my minute of news. Time for Triple Team Traffic. Did I get that right?
You
Ricky?
Did.
I did? Okay, yes. Excellent. What's going on the roads?
We are looking at good speeds southbound I-15 and northbound between 6 South downtown to the point of the mountain. The rest of the valley freeways all clear and good speeds returning. Michelle?
Looking at good KSL travel speeds, I-15 all through Utah County as well, except for we do have a new crash, I-15 at Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. It's northbound. It's being reported as on the off-ramp, and it's you're having to get around it on the right shoulder because it's kind of blocking all the lanes in that area. Now, looking to Park City, Highway 224, there's still a little bit of residual backup around that area, but nothing major. Mark?
Rolling out of downtown Salt Lake City, coming up into Davis County, you look great. In fact, any kind of rush hour ended a while back here this week so far. Lighter than normal volumes on Highway 89, 215 at the north end, and Legacy Parkway still look good as well. Join KSL in supporting ARUP Blood Services December 30th. All blood types needed, especially this holiday. Donations will receive a free movie ticket. Visit utahblood.org, utahblood.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.